This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We've got a really fascinating episode for you this week. We're going to escape the UFO subject, I guess, for the most part, unless we're talking about possible star people. We'll be talking later to Artie Sixkiller Clark, who's been one of our favorite guests, and she's agreed to come back on the show. But right now, we have a few other things to talk about. First, of course, if you follow the back and forth about the appearance last week of Stanton Friedman and Kathleen Marden, you'll notice that Kathleen has actually become a participant in our forums. Not like, you know, every other message, but she's posted a few. And that's good. We always like our guests to participate. Stan has done it a couple of times, but he's not a forum guy. But I hope to continue to encourage him because I think it's important to get a lot of these insights because our forum members can be sometimes a little bit blunt about what they believe, but you've got to consider all points of view. And I think that's the biggest criticism I have of Stan over the years. He seems unwilling to change, and that's unfortunate. As a corollary of that, consider Kevin Randall, who has backtracked on some things that he's written about because he continues to investigate to verify the things he's written and see whether the sources pan out or not. And this is probably true with his latest book on Roswell for the 21st century, where some of the stuff he no longer accepts is true. And I think maybe someone like Stan ought to consider the same thing. Don't just accept that MJ-12 is real and the Eisenhower briefing document was real. Go back and look at it. What do you think, Chris?
Well, first of all, I think it's important for investigators and researchers to allow themselves permission to reevaluate positions that they've taken based on either new evidence, new revelations, or, you know, the influence of you know, real deep insight from your critics. And I've always tried to be as open-minded and as malleable in that sense as I can. And I think it's a really good indication that someone who's been in the field for over 40 years, as Kevin Randall has, to be able to temper their, you know, their conclusions that they've arrived at over the years based on reevaluating evidence or, you know, obtaining new evidence and insight into a particular case or a particular question. I do think there's hope for the old guard if someone like a Kevin Randall can go ahead and, you know, amend his feelings, his opinions, and conclusions. So I think that's a real positive step forward. Someone like Stanton, who, of course, has become attached at the hip to MJ-12, and, you know, I think it's a little bit more difficult for him to possibly be swayed because he really has spent so much time and was paid thousands of dollars to come to the conclusion that he's been steadfastly sticking to over the past 35, 40 years. And it's, you know, someone like Stan, he's almost I would say he's an icon. He's almost, you know, maybe he should be on the Mount Rushmore of ufology or something, but, you know, someone
all
like
right.
that.
That's an interesting point of view. Mount Rushmore of ufology. You know, I'm going to ask you before we go on with that thread, who else would we put up there? John Keel?
Yeah, I think Keel, Valet, you know, Uncle Stan would probably go up there. There's a number. Of course, they're, you know, as time marches on, we're losing them. But someone like a Richard Hall, I think, you know, a lot of people really have the utmost respect for his work, although he really didn't do much. He never really was a field investigator, very good researcher. But someone like a Ray Stanford, I think, once he comes fully out and reveals the information that he has, I think he will definitely be front runner for that particular position. But, you know, the time marches on, and we need to temper this pop culture programming with the facts, with evidence, with the type of insight and thinking that the subject, at least in my estimation, deserves.
Now, we've been off politics for a while, and I'm not going to change that. But I've had email exchanges with a few of our listeners. And I think the important thing here is we're dealing in a field where our biggest argument is that we're arguing against the conventional wisdom. We're pointing out that evidence is being ignored about some pretty strange things. But when someone then wants to say, okay, I'm exploring the unknown and listening to the Paracast, but if you dare to express a political point of view that's different from mine, however wacky it might be, that's a terrible, terrible transgression. That's absurd. The point of the Paracast is to look at ideas that are not being accepted by science. That which science has damned, as someone once said. So we're doing that. We're looking at the cutting edge of science. And the interest or the ability or the willingness to look at a lot of different subjects from a different point of view or try to look at these alternate points of view goes throughout what you do. It's not just about the paranormal, but about anything you do. You know, consider the news of the day. Are you getting news from one source with a certain political point of view that matches yours? Or are you listening to different sources, getting a wide range of ideas, and then coming to what you consider to be a fair conclusion? Anyway, I'm going to ask one more thing before we get on with Artie in our next segment. Chris, if you had $200,000 tomorrow, what would you do with it? Other than bills or a new home?
Well, that's a good question. Obviously, the San Luis Valley Camera Project would have full-time employees, at least initially, to get the rest of the system up. That would be one priority that I would have. I would also probably take 10% of it and put it into a worthy cause, pay it forward, and finance a couple of trips to places that I've been, you know, kind of on my bucket list where I've wanted to go to do some quality research, upgrade some gear, you know, possibly upgrade my my old Ford SUV. And why do you ask? You got a ship coming in there, Gino?
Well, no, I'm thinking about a ship going out. And that is, if you can get $200,000, would it be worth the price of admission to colonize Mars? $200,000 apiece. Now, that's not the initial price, according to Elon Musk. It would be millions. But if he could reuse launch craft and do all these things, he hopes that someday, maybe 10 years from now perhaps, you'll be able to spend $200,000 to take a one-way trip to Mars, colonize the planet. Now, I don't know about you. I'm not that anxious to leave this planet yet. And it's possible the forces of life and death may compel that decision. But he's talking about having 100 to 200 people per spacecraft, the trip taking between 80 and 150 days. Wow.
Well, I don't know. I think I'm a little bit too far down the river to really even consider something like that. If I was in my 20s, and that would be a whole different story. It would be, obviously, it would be a historic adventure of a lifetime, and I would consider something like that. I am quite adventurous, and I do at times kind of consider myself a bit of a pioneer, but right now, I don't know. You know, maybe.
Let me just be brief about it before we go on. He's saying they're going to send an unmanned test aircraft to a test spaceship to Mars by 2018, get the first manned voyage to Mars by 2022, but it's going to be decades after that before you're sending routinely 100 to 200 people, so I'm not ready for that. We are ready for Artie Sixkiller Clark and some fascinating folklore with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Just want to let you listeners know that we have not one but two radio shows. In addition to the Paracast, we have After the Paracast, our special weekly podcast. It's an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com to learn more about our subscription service. We give you a commercial-free version of this show and better quality audio and lots of extra features and special free ebook offers for long-term subscriptions. Go to plus.theparacast.com. Artie Sixkiller Clark has a new book out called More Encounters with Star People, Urban American Indians Tell Their Stories. Artie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
By the way, listeners, there is some noise on her phone line. Just, you know, one of those things that everybody has a phone connection that works as well as it should. In any case, in writing this book, is this additional tales you didn't have room to put in the earlier book, or is this something that came after?
The first book was a story that had been told to me by Native people who lived on the reservation, and this book are stories that are told to me by individuals who are Native American but do not live on the reservation. So there's a little, you know, one of the things I wanted to share with my readers is the uniqueness of the stories, the difference in the stories between the reservation and non-reservation Indians, and also, you know, give them a variety of stories in terms of the different themes that run through ufology. So it was, you know, 78% of American Indians live off of reservations, not on reservations. And I think that's something that the general public really is not aware of, that there are a lot of us out there who live in small towns and rural areas and in cities. And so I chose for this book to tell their stories.
Now, do you find in looking at those who live off the reservation that maybe they lose, because of their assimilation into general society, lose some of those traditions?
I don't find that they lose the traditions, so to speak, but what I find is that many of the people I interviewed lived off the reservations because they had gone to the universities and had gotten college degrees and couldn't find employment back on their reservation and chose to live off the reservation to work. Others married non-natives and chose to live off the reservation. So there were, but maintained a close relationship with the reservation, had grown up hearing the star stories, went back for traditional ceremonies and wanted to make sure their children were exposed to those kind of things. So it wasn't that they had left behind those traditions. It's just that they lived in a different setting and literally bridged two worlds.
One thing I've noticed is many natives that leave the reservation do try to stick fairly close. So, for instance, out here around the Diné, the Navajo and Apache reservations, the towns you find right near the reservation, like Gallup and Farmington, Flagstaff, these towns have large Native American populations, possibly because, you know, people want to stay close to family members and at least be in the same region.
And at the same time, they want to work.
Right. That's always good. You don't want to be totally subservient to any sort of you know, handouts and that sort of thing.
Right.
And
well, you know,
I think
you're
looking people have pride.
The reservations in the Northwest, you know, have as much as 60-70% unemployment. And in order to have jobs, people leave the reservation, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's understandable.
Now, when you look at the information they present to you about star people from people who are off the reservation, any material differences, or is it just people living in different places telling the same stories?
Well, I think there are differences because what you have in part is a population that many of them are university graduates. Some are even doctors or have PhDs. And so they look at their experiences in a little different light than some of those who lived on the reservation. They are more questioning. They are more skeptical. And one of the things that obviously has changed over time with the visitors, even elders are telling me this, that there are more than one star nation that is visiting Earth, that some of them have are not positive, that they are people that we should, or entities that we should be concerned about, what their motives are. And so that certainly came through strongly, so that there was a uniqueness. I don't know, everyone I meet, you know, among Indian communities know these events occur, but they're not discussed openly. But the stories, as I began collecting stories, you know, before long I found myself like a half researcher, half therapist, half friend of people who really needed to share their stories because they had no one else to tell. And as I just point out in my book, I think a lot of people in mainstream America or wherever, all over the world, have these experiences but simply carry these secrets and just do not tell anybody. People never really ask. I point out in my book that I was at a barbecue after my first book came out, and there was a retired a teacher there from Colorado, and he asked me, what is your book about? And I told him about, and he said, well, I've had an experience. I had an encounter with a UFO. And all of a sudden, there's 10 people there. There were two doctors, medical doctors, and they both had had experiences. There was an engineer who was a petroleum engineer, and he worked exclusively in South America for oil companies, and he would travel around looking for oil. There was a graduate student, and out of the 10 people there, 6 of them had an experience. So I think that what we're finding is that more people are coming forth, but they're still very cautious about who they tell and how they admit that they have had these experiences.
You see, that is very common in UFO research, that lots of people have strange experiences happen. And our guest last week, Stanton Friedman, mentions this, that he's giving a lecture and he asks people, how many of you have had something happen? And a number of people will admit it. How many of you have reported it? And only a fraction of those people would admit any such thing. We've got a lot more to come with 36 Killer Clark. Joining Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. sunshine-pillows.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Artie Six Killer Clark, the subject is Star People. So I suppose that is the issue you see, too, in talking to these people, that there's a reluctance to report what they see. Is it because of ridicule or what?
Well, I think, you know, with urban Indians, it was related more to fear of losing a job. Ridicule certainly plays a part in it because there's a lot of teasing that goes on in Native communities. And, you know, I wrote about in my first book how the two lawmen that reported sighting a UFO, and they were referred to as the little green men hunters, or, you know, it's just something that, and they said that'll probably be on our gravestone. If I had to do it over again, I would have never made that report because I get teased all the time about it. So there's a lot of teasing in the Native community, and that's just a part of our culture. I think that for so many of the elders, it's more of a spiritual experience or a part of the cosmology, a part of the sacredness of UFO experiences with, you know, the interaction between star people and humans. And, you know, and the ancestral linkage, that they are the people who has gone before and that they've always known this. And they tell about it in their legends, but nobody has really given them that much credit.
Now, I get the impression from what you say, we're not just talking about experiences passed down from father to son to daughter, whatever. We're talking about people today who are still having these experiences, right?
Right. Absolutely. I'm hoping that I can write a book that where I will tell, because when I first started on this journey, I was collecting the ancient stories about star people. And I would, when I was with elders, I would often ask them, did they have any star stories? And if I could record them, and I said, maybe, you know, someday I might put them all together, you know, for I was thinking more along the lines of education for Native students. So I collected a lot of ancient stories, ancient legends that they consider a part of their history of their tribe. And what I would like to do is to tell those ancient stories as they were told to me, and then follow each and make that a chapter, and then within that chapter tell a contemporary story that has similar themes. For example, if I tell an ancient legend about a man that was taken to the stars by a woman, then I want to follow that up with a contemporary story along the same vein.
That's a good idea. Kind of do a side-by-side comparison.
Right.
I think that's a very good idea. You know, I've always wondered, Artie, what percentage of Native American traditional groups have, you know, these ancient sort of the Star People legends are an integral part of their spiritual tradition. Can you say that a vast majority of different Indian nations have this traditional type of knowledge, or do some not have it, and they maybe have something that's different from that? Is there any way to put a number on that?
Well, I don't have any way of putting a number on it, but it certainly isn't something that you find in every tribe. First of all, the legends, a legend to me is historical. It is an account of an event that happened. A myth is, to me, is something that occurred. It may be a story of a hero, but then it's, you know, exaggerated. Or it may be an explanation of why something exists. I do find in most tribes there are myths about the cosmos. For example, they'll tell how the Milky Way came to be, or how, you know, Pleiades came to be, or, you know, how there's just a lot of myths intended to explain the world. But then there are legends in some of the tribes, and I would say maybe 20% of the tribes have legends about interaction with star people. And so it's not common throughout all the tribal groups, but it certainly, you know, you even see a lot of it in South America. I mean, you know, there's more tribes in South America than there are in the United States, and yet, you know, it's just amazing how many stories they have. Now, the same thing in Canada, you know, you do run across stories in Canada and run across tribes who have stories. But for, you know, like on a recent trip to Alaska, I had an elder tell me these stories about the men with tails. And it's an ancient legend of the people that tells of a time when these giant men with tails lived. And they were cannibals, and they came from the stars, and the tribe was very fearful of them because they were killing their people. And so when they were asleep at night, the tribe took it upon themselves to kill them, and as a warning to any who would come after them that we are capable of defending ourselves. So, you know, when you read that and then you read, you have somebody tell you a story about a lizard man with a tail scoots along the ground. I mean, you have to think, is there truth in this? Did this actually happen? And is this, you know, it's not a story. It's an actual account of something that happened. But for so long, our ancient legends were just regarded as folklore or fantasy or whatever, and disregarded as we progressed into the industrial age, because, you know, I believe that all people used to have these same kind of interactions and same kind of stories, but people throw things aside.
Yeah. I've always been fascinated by the Northern Plains, more specifically the Lakota's tradition of white buffalo calf woman. And that's an example of star knowledge that is pretty much, it boils down to a single event, a visit by a single individual that then spawned a whole system of spiritual knowledge within that particular subcultural group of natives. And do you find that most of the legendary stories are attributed to various encounters, or in the case of Lakota, are some of them even distilled down to a single encounter that has then opened up a whole resulting sort of tradition of Star People knowledge?
Well, you know, the White Buffalo calf woman is a story, you know, that tells of the woman who appears and who then teaches the Lakota the knowledge of how to live and how to live in a proper way. And then she goes away and disappears. According to the legend, there's really no indication that she came from the stars. But, you know, if you go to other cultures, there are stories I was told a story by a Canadian elder who told me about a woman that came from the stars, and she ruled this whole tribe of giants, and they lived on this island, and they were very happy, and she set the stage for how people were to live, and she gave them the knowledge, and then they started fighting among themselves, and so she separated the island and sent those who were discordant and causing trouble away, and they were all killed in a hurricane. And the others lived. I mean, it's just amazing how many stories there are out there about women who come from the stars and teach the people.
Let's talk more about this in our next segment about the Star People. With Gene and Chris and Artie Six Killer Clark, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D., are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London, Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Interesting to hear that so many of these legends talk about women, as we argue today about whether a woman can be a leader, a president, or etc. So in what has been a male-centric society in many parts of the world, how does this strike people?
What do you mean, how does it strike people?
The presence of women as leaders.
Well, I think in the Native community.
Yeah, most of them are matrilineal.
Matriarchal society. Yeah. The interesting thing about the Lakota Sioux is they are a patriarchal society. And yet a woman brought them the knowledge. But if you go to other tribes who are matriarchal societies, you know, you look at the Cherokee. I mean, Wilma Mankiller was a principal chief of the Cherokees in Oklahoma. You know, the women have always held a much more important role in matriarchal society. So I think it's whichever group, you know, all Indian tribes are not the same, and they're not organized in the same manner, and their traditions and histories are very different.
Now, looking at these traditions, we see them among Native Americans. What about around the world? Any other civilizations have recollections of
certainly the Maya do.
Okay.
You know, the Maya do, and like I said, throughout South America, I've met tribes that have very strong, I mean, to even tell stories of warriors who came from the sky and in these metal contraptions and did all sorts of things on the land. Very vivid descriptions of these individuals and who carried weapons that shot light and beams, you know, their stories of individuals, the men with lightning eyes, men who were able to shoot fire from their eyes at a target and destroy it. I mean, you know, I could just go on and on about the different kinds of stories that I've collected.
Now, this is such an unfortunate thing here because a lot of people have no such thing as any tradition. Stories being passed down across generations. Certainly, I think of myself, for example. My parents came from East Europe. The only memory I have of these families is my grandparents. My grandparents barely spoke English, never conveyed to me anything about their families, their histories, what led them to come from Russia or Austria to America at the turn of the 20th century. And all that is gone. It's missing. We don't know. I have no idea about anything involving my family before the early 20th century.
Well, don't you think there's a, you know, I always look at that and have thought about that. And one of the things, the conclusions that I've drawn from that is, you know, your grandparents came here to become Americans. They left everything behind that had made them flee. Eastern Europe. But American Indians didn't come here to be Americans. They were Americans. They were the first Americans. And as a result, they've been able to hold on to all of those stories that make them unique on this planet. Where your grandparents came here to change all that. They wanted to become Americans. And I think when you do that, when you flee one place, and not so much today of the new immigrants, because there seems to be an awful lot of the new immigrants who are building their own little conclaves in cities, and, you know, like you'll find an Iranian section, you'll find an Indian section, you'll find, you know, and I'm talking about Indian. But they group themselves together, they keep their languages, they keep their religious practices, whereas the early immigrants to this country didn't do that, because they were coming from parts of the world where they wanted to better their lives. So they didn't want to bring that old way with them. They wanted a new way.
So they, therefore, were happy to forget what happened before, because it is something that is pretty miserable for them.
As a historian, I try to figure out, why did this happen? You know, why is it that all of those stories, and you know they had to have all kinds of stories. You know, my husband is part Polish. In fact, he was born in Poland. And he often talks about the stories his grandparents taught him. But I think part of it is because, you know, he's married to me, and he figures it because I value those old stories and those traditions so much that you know, he often spontaneously shares something, you know, from that he learned from his grandparents who, you know, lived the old ways, you know, out in the country in Poland and survived World War II, you know.
Well, the difference, of course, is also that when I was young, our families all lived each other's lives. So, for example, my mother's parents owned a four-family house, three units of which were occupied by her, her son, and one of her daughters. So the family just stayed together, even though they led separate lives. Less so on my father's side, and part of the reason is that his mother died when he was 19, at which point his father said to him and his brother, "You're old enough to work, get out of here." Literally. They were sent off to find their futures for themselves. So obviously there was no talking there. There was no opportunity to talk to my father's father, my grandfather. And when I actually did meet him, he was very ill, mostly bedridden, and hardly in a position to tell me about his life and what led him to America. With the problem with my mother's parents is that, again, the language difficulty, and I was very young, so in many ways I'd be incurious about them. I knew a few things, but not very much. And at the point in time where I might have become curious, long after they're gone, so their histories are basically history. Now, in saying that, some of my cousins have made an effort to kind of put together a family history. So I have photos of my grandfather, my father's father, in the 1920s, and his mother. And you could look at that and see, gee, he looks kind of like my father and maybe somewhat resembles me. But that's all I know.
Well, and I think that's common, you know, throughout the backgrounds of the immigrants that came to America up until perhaps the 1960s, that people were coming here to start a new life, and therefore the old ways were set aside, so to speak. And even their children, you know, reinforced that. They'd say, "Oh, Mom and Dad, you're just old-fashioned. You know, you got to be Americans." But now, you know, it's, you know, where Indians are concerned, passing on those stories are very important because they consider it their history, and passing on the legends. And you find in tribes that have lost so much of their language, you know, a real determination to keep those stories and to keep their language alive. And they're doing all sorts of things, both in the school and in the home, to maintain and restore so that future generations will know that, you know, we look at it as it's who we are. Our stories tell about who we are. They tell where we've been and where we will go. And so it's that part of our history is really important.
Well, I'm seeing, you know, some of the tendency of people to want to do that. We have like a site called Ancestry.com where you can look up your family history.
There's a real renewal, you know,
sure,
of people wanting to do that.
And then there's another product or service that you can get from many places where you get DNA tests.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to see who your father was or something like that, although those are available. It is to find your genetic information to see where you fit.
Well,
your
I did
background.
It.
They actually
I
have commercials.
I was quite surprised.
Oh, yeah, you did. Tell us briefly about that in our next segment, because this is fascinating, and we'll get back to searching for star people. And that is, we want to first tell you, though, that we have a second radio show called After the Paracast, part of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Take advantage of a special rate for subscribers and free ebooks for long-term subscriptions. So we got a lot more to talk about with Artie Six Killer Clark. Once again, the book is from Anomalous Books, and it's called More Encounters with Star People, Urban American Indians Tell Their Stories, and fascinating stories they appear to be. And, of course, as we progress through this session, we'll have questions that our listeners asked in the Paracast forums at forum.theparacast.com. You're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.